We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Bart Winkler, and it is great to be with you on the Bart Winkler Show, where a little bit later in the show, we will talk about that Badgers loss, and we will talk about the Brewers loss of Brandon Woodruff. So some bad news over the weekend. It is seemingly true that once Damian Lillard became a Buck, everything else here went to shit. And you know what? Damian Lillard's a Buck. So I think there's some things that we will deal with. I am currently, if you're on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream, I am broadcasting from my old studio. Now, when I go to do CBS Sports Radio, I broadcast from like an aux studio. So this is technically the first broadcast that I've done in this studio. In any way, shape, or form in 10 months. And it feels great. So the fan backdrop behind me, good to be there. I'm also watching this Bills-Giants game. The whole thing was I was going to do a Bucks postgame show right as the game ended and get some thoughts about how Dame and Giannis win and give you my great breakdown. A lot of the breakdown will be of a secondhand variety tonight because I was watching the game out of the corner of my phone. But I do have John on the comments, some slight analysis for you. I will give you better analysis later in the week. I think I'm going to hook up with our guy, Justin Garcia from the Bucks Radio Network at some point. So I will give you, you'll get the coverage you deserve at some point. I am also, again, very eagerly watching the Bills and Giants game. The Bills are my survivor. And at one point, it's just like, God, I'm on air. I'm on CBS Sports Radio. And I'm, you know, there's games going on, so you don't talk about them too much or whatever. You do what you can do. But Damian Harris goes down, and it looks so similar to what we saw with DeMar Hamlin all those months ago. And it's like, geez. And then could you imagine telling a Bills player back then that, hey, the next time someone gets stretchers off, you'll play again within 3 minutes. Damian Harris gave the thumbs up, so we hope for good things here, and we're right back to football, but back to football. All right, cone roller. What kind of bag is this?
Bart.
Is this? I don't think this is real cone roller. Do we have a cone roller spoof?
Maybe.
Oh, God. What's up, Roller Cone? So he's got his name as Roller Cone. Okay. What's up, Roller Cone? That looks like a plastic bag. Don't die.
Oh, don't worry. I won't.
What are your thoughts about anything?
Well, yeah, I got that DeMar Hamlin rewind, you know, when that happened. It felt like it. Well, how about those Badgers this weekend?
Is this Tim?
God, really?
Tim, you're already on this episode.
Well, you'll hear me before or after this. I couldn't go to bed. I was still up.
What's up, Tim?
Nothing.
Well, I got you on later on this episode for Badgers and Brewers thoughts.
Good job at guessing. Do you have any idea?
Oh, I could tell right away by your voice. Damn. But I gave it a few sentences more.
Okay.
just to make sure.
I just wanted to wear a bag and see, like, could anyone trick Bart?
Was
like,
that a plastic bag? I thought you were going to kill yourself.
It's a Taco Bell bag.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know. Maybe someone could get it past you, or maybe someone could get something past you.
Yes, I mean, someone can. Not the guy I talk to every single day.
I know. So maybe I'll try something else next time.
All right, if I'm going to bring in Marcus in Denver also.
Please do. I have to go to bed. But
oh, wait, someone, Marcus.
Good seeing you guys.
Hey, come back to me, Bart. Sorry.
I'll kick you out and come back?
Yeah, please.
Okay. All right, he's either at a drive-thru himself or dropping some people off. Corey says that was the most creative thing that him, Shay, has ever done.
More than the fork?
Oh, you did have a fork, Mike.
All right. Well, honestly, I just wanted to try and.
Did you watch the Bucks game? Do you have thoughts?
A little bit here and there. Nothing too. No, I don't. I mean, you know me with the Bucks. I don't do anything until after Christmas with them. So, can't wait for the in-season tournament. Like, maybe we'll win. Oh yes, give me my takeaway. Three takeaways from the Bucks games?
Yeah.
Number one, my Taco Bell was very good. I got an empty bag. Damian Lillard played. What did he get? 15 points?
Well, I haven't read the box score yet, but
okay. Sure. I think maybe 15. Him and Giannis, they look good together. I did see a couple plays with them. They kind of look good. They gel good. And the questions the reporter asked them at the end of the game, like, so basic, like, well, first game in the Bucks uniform, how did that feel?
Yeah, what would you have asked him?
Nothing. I wouldn't have talked to him. I would have talked to somebody else. Like, go after, like, Robin Lopez or something.
Get the fuck out of here. Tim, you miss your old digs?
I do. Oh, no, you got to take me. Yeah, there's my room. There's the room.
Tim sat in that room if you're on the Dan Shaney YouTube. I'm in the, this says 105.7, but it is 1250.
Why is that? Yeah, did they move that?
I don't know. That fell off.
Okay.
I shouldn't probably be here, but.
Yeah, whatever. Are you, like, talking on the microphone, or did you just drag that away? This is your.
My microphone.
Look at you.
I brought it in.
I miss that place. I do.
I could turn this mic on right now and just start blabbing on air, but. All right, I'm bringing Marcus back. What was happening?
I'm going to leave.
Goodbye, all right, Marcus. Tim will be on later or a separate later. YouTube video you can enjoy.
I can't get one past you, Bart. Goodbye.
Wait. Cone, how do you feel about your.
Hold on. Okay, go.
Tim, you got to get better at your bag skills.
I know. I don't even have a little mouth to talk out of.
Hard to breathe in there, I bet.
Yeah, it is.
Like, I should have let him go. He'd probably have passed out by now.
You're going to smell like a bean burrito now.
Yeah, no shit. Why are you using time? Cone's got a Trader Joe's bag. You have garbage on your head.
Literally. I almost called it like Bart's Taco Bell bag. I don't know.
It smells like a nice shit in there.
All right. Well, I do want Marcus's thoughts here.
All right, goodbye, fellow paper banger.
Bye, Tim. Later, Himshay.
So Bucks won. Damian Lillard and Giannis played together. Just stat-wise, Lillard was 3-for-10, 14 points, 2 boards, 3 assists, 3 steals, even though he can't play D. And Giannis, 7-of-10, 16 points. Those are some facts and figures. Your thoughts, Marcus?
I saw Giannis being Giannis. I saw some Dame being Dame, but I didn't see Giannis and Dame. What I was sort of hoping to see. Obviously, it's their first game. Can't expect a lot out of them.
I do think a part of us like expected like this just to be like 5 years together chemistry shown right away.
Yeah.
And so there are a section of NBA fans that will, I thought this was going to be, I was scrolling through, honestly, I was scrolling through my Twitter. I typed in Giannis and Dame, and I saw it was a picture of two ladies, like, showing they had big butts. And they weren't naked, but it was the butts were big. And then the tweet was like, this is how ass Giannis and Dame are. It was like,
definitely wasn't that bad. Brooke struggled from the 3-point line, that's for sure. But watching him body Anthony Davis and swat that ball away, I think it was in the first half. I don't remember which quarter, but that was amazing. Campaign, massive pickup. I think he's going to be really good. Beauchamp looks really good. He didn't play very much in the fourth quarter, which was upsetting. The starting lineup was interesting with Beasley, Lopez, Giannis, and then Jay Crowder got the spot in there, which I thought was interesting, but no Chris, obviously.
I saw a play where Dame found Giannis, and then they kicked it out to Jay, who was wide open.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of stuff will happen. It's just historically when that's happened, we've had the Jay Crowders of the world miss those. So my head's trying to think, okay, that's going to be Chris. You know, that'll be, you know, whatever. But there's going to be more space on that floor available for the others. And hey, that's why, you know, preseason.
Yep. Campaign's got a, I don't know if I was in the nosebleeds. I was up there.
Well, you were there?
Yeah, I was at the game.
In LA?
Yeah.
Well, say that first.
I tweeted at you, but you didn't retweet me, so I guess you didn't see it. I said boots on the ground.
Oh shit. Was that on my show page?
Yep.
Okay, I'll retweet that.
But yeah, so my cousin lives in LA. That's who I was talking to when I couldn't come on the first time. I was dropping him off and saying goodbye. But yeah, so my wife was there with me and she doesn't know much basketball, but we went to a lot of Nuggets games and everything she was saying was true. She said, these fans suck. She said, Robin Lopez is not very good, but I couldn't say anything because that's how my cousin got the ticket because he's, friend went to high school and grew up with the Lopez twins. They're from LA.
Get him on the show.
He went back. He's got twins. He had to go take care of them. But the one thing
I meant Robin Lopez, but
the one thing I wanted to come on here and talk about is Scottie Pippen Jr. That dude is gonna get somebody hurt out here. That dude is worse than Grayson Allen.
Did what you do tonight?
He's just all over the place, running 100 miles an hour, can't hit a free throw to save his life. Very aggressive for being 6'2", whatever he is. So,
shit. Well, hopefully he doesn't play when we play him again.
Yep. So I just wanted to come in, say hello. What's up, Cohen? Sucks you can't like smile and laugh and give facial expressions.
No, he did. Cohen's perfected the head nod.
Yeah. That's funny. All right, my car is about to die, so I gotta go find a charger and run back to San Diego. But appreciate you letting me jump on. Were you on were you on CBS tonight?
Yeah, I just did it in the studio over there and I ran right in here.
Were you on what show were you on?
I did Eye on Football with Zach Gelb for 2 hours, and then I did 2 hours of myself just watching the clock turn to 9 o'clock.
All right, I'm going to hop on the Odyssey app and listen to that on my way home.
It wasn't that good. I was not my best.
Hey, it's Bart Winkler. It's better than anything else I'll find, so.
Well, thank you.
Yes, sir. All right.
Jim called into that, too.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Nice. Get two doses of him, Shay, here.
Oh, my God. All right.
Beautiful. All right,
thanks,
Bart.
Marcus.
Thanks for taking my call. Have a good night.
HappyPlaceHemp.com. I popped I still have some THCOs floating around. I took one of those last night because it's been a long week for Barty. I've been running. I ran into Steve. Forward Madison's in the playoffs. Everybody's celebrating that. I've had a lot of CBS work lately. God, you know, cherish. But I was tired. And I want to make sure that I'd be out. Took a THCO. HappyPlaceHemp.com. Get your gummies, CBDs, CBNs, the Delta 8s, Delta 9s. They've got the Delta 8s with the 50 milligrams. All of this is 50%, 25%. Oh, shit. Don't be asking for that. Well, now I'm going to have to tell him. It's 25% off. Tim will edit that in post. HappyPlaceHemp.com, promo code BART, 25% off.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Cone, the real Cone.
Did not watch the Bucks game, but I figured we could maybe cover the red-white scrimmage from the Badgers today.
I didn't see much of that. Anything of note?
Their transfer from St. John's, AJ Storr, I believe, looks like the real deal. Led it in points, had a sick alley-oop, kind of similar to that LeBron D-Wade one. It's a new type of player at Wisconsin, someone who can actually dunk.
Wow. Unfortunately, it sounds like the best player in the, certainly the state, and maybe one of the best in the country, plays downtown Milwaukee. And Tyler Kolek with Marquette.
That's true.
Are they they're going to be like top five or some shit.
Yeah, I see Ken Pom has them at maybe 11 or maybe five, somewhere pretty high. And I saw Tom Crean was addressing the team the other day.
Oh, okay. That game's in Madison this time, right?
We'll have to ask Tim Shea about that one. Yeah, maybe he'll have a vacation planned around it.
Yeah, his vacation's coming up to the Ohio State game for sure. Matt in the Falls is also here. Matt and Cone. Wow, what a treat.
Hey. How's it going?
How you feeling, Matt?
I'm feeling pretty good. I'm driving through the dangerous streets of downtown Milwaukee. You know, anytime one of us comes in from the suburbs, we have to be alert. Who knows what could happen down here. I tried to spend as little money as possible, but I did go out to eat downtown, so you got me.
Facts.
Where'd you go?
Zaffiro's. I went to Zaffiro's. It was spectacular.
Zaffiro's is awesome.
The crust was just, it couldn't have been better. It was a
thing of beauty. You got a seat right away?
No, it was nice. We got in there right at the end of the dinner rush. It cleared out. There were some drunk people swearing and stuff. It was kind of weird, but then they cleared out. It was good. It was great. Then we went to a concert, a little concert in Shank Hall. Giacomo Tura.
Oh.
He's an Italian guitarist.
Battle Sunday.
Yep, a nice little Sunday. You know, Packers didn't play. This guy's trying to move into me. No thanks, bud. So we got Packers next week. Broncos, absolutely terrified of that game. I mean, if we lose that game, God help us.
Well, one of the things that I talked about is, so, big upsets today in the NFC.
Did you hear my voicemail?
Hey, where'd Cone go?
Cone left because I'm here.
Nah, Cone and I need to talk Rodgers out a little bit. I hope he comes back.
What's there to talk about with Rodgers?
So Rodgers warmed up. Like, Rodgers played catch on the field, and he's off crutches. And I'm just – the Jets won, and now you're going to have the Mike Greenbergs of the world tomorrow, specifically him, talk about how Rodgers is coming back. And
he's not.
I wrote that it's going to be annoying and stuff, and then people are mad at me, and they're like, why are you so obsessed with this guy? And it's like, you can say I'm obsessed and petty, but start telling me I'm wrong. No one's telling me I'm wrong. Am I obsessed? Am I petty? Is it any of my business? Am I wrong?
Well, it is your business
the guy's going to play four snaps. He's going to get more coverage than anyone else this year. And then the one guy that's getting more attention than him, he goes, debate me, bro. Come on.
Who says debate me, bro?
He wants to debate Kelsey about Pfizer shots.
Oh, that's...
In 2023.
Off the cuff.
Now, I am in the same studio where I alienated so many by saying wear a mask. So I should... maybe it's just something about this studio that makes me want to protect the fucking Christ.
I would pay to not watch that.
I'm going to bring in Tony also.
Tony.
Hey, Matt, here's a tidbit of information. Yeah. You mentioned Shank Hall. My grandfather actually used to own that place.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not bad. I went in there expecting it to be a dump, and it really wasn't.
No, it's cool. Ben Farwell.
Yeah, right by the right by where the protesters stand all the time. Okay. I don't know if they still do that. I haven't lived downtown for like 10 years. But
if we want to protest anything, we got to protest the offensive football in our home state of Wisconsin. Between the Badgers and the Packers, this is back to the 80s, Bart. I hate to go back there, but this is 1980s football. Luke Fickell and this big juggernaut offense. What did they score yesterday? How many points did they get?
Six.
Brutal. Brutal shit. And then Matt LaFleur, I go to Vegas, had a great time in Vegas. But, man, that offense is so bad. And the NFL in general, these guys are just dime a dozen. I'm going back to your theory that you could coach a team to what? How many wins? I think you can get them to 10. This is some of the worst coaching I've seen in the league. It is so mediocre in the NFL right now. Every team is the same, and there's maybe two or three good teams. Do you disagree?
This is the most, like, one of the most sought-after jobs in the world. Think of how many people fancy themselves as coaches and smart at football, and we can't even find 32 fucking people to coach a game.
They're all morons.
I'll give you one example. I'm sitting on my ass, drinking a beer, and right before the half, we call a timeout, and they miss the field goal. That has nothing to do with the timeout, right? Well, what do we need at the end of the half? We could have used a fucking timeout so Jordan Love could have just taken a knee and we could have kicked a field goal.
Why are you mad about this right now?
Because I was at the game. I didn't get to talk to you that much about it.
Oh, yeah. You were hobnobbing with Groobs.
Yeah, David Groobs. That got a lot of play. Hey, okay. So let's get into our Bucks. So, by the way, I was glad to see the 49ers lost. 49ers and Eagles lost. I was happy about that.
Hilarious.
Let's get into our Bucks. And it's the first game of the year. But, you know, I like what I saw for the most part. Dame's going to be a little bit tentative in the beginning. I can tell Giannis is not going to get any better, though. He's going to be the same type of player. Do you disagree?
The same type of player that ESPN just said is the number one best player in the world.
Yeah, and I hate those rankings. It's so stupid. It's so dumb. But, yeah, he's a great player, obviously. But he was pulling up for threes. I'm like, what the hell are we doing here? But I guess it is preseason, so I shouldn't get worked up.
I'm perfectly fine with him being the same player that he has been because, like Bart said, he's the best player, and now we have another player who's amazing. Hey, so I don't...
Matthew, though, he's got to come through in the playoffs. Got to do a little bit more on the offensive side in the playoffs, so... That's where
that's true, but you need eight guys to win a championship. So that's what I say.
Is also here.
Well, I'll leave all the Giannis slander to Jake.
Tony.
Yeah.
That's the Middleton slander, I think.
Did you just say that Giannis needs to do more in the playoffs?
Yeah.
He is like the case of the guy that does it all, and his teammates don't do jack shit. Like. Yeah. Didn't he have that one series against Boston when they got eliminated? And I think it was last game of the series. I think he scored more than the rest of the team combined. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, come on, man.
Got to make some free throws.
What was he at the line tonight? Did he get any tonight?
I don't know. He was one for one. I'm bitching about nothing. You're right.
One for one at the line. He is 1,000% since they got Dame. Five wide with Cone Roller.
Sorry.
He's back.
Had to get a charger.
Oh. Do you want to debate me, bro, about Rodgers?
Yeah, debate us, bro.
what's the big deal about him being on the sideline throwing some passes?
So I think let's not be, let's not, this is what people did with my baseball take. I was like, man, I think this 1 week of rest is bad. And people are like, oh, you fucking want the top seat. You want, you just give the, like, okay, you're jumping there, not me. With Rodgers, what I'm saying, like, oh my God, could he miraculously come back? Wow, he's working so hard. Like, do I have to physically say these things? Because I don't want to have to say the whole story. If I just want to say, this man just wants to be talked about. He's not getting the attention. He's not playing. He's going to be one of the most talked about guys. The thing that makes me most mad isn't even Rodgers related. This is pre-Mike Greenberg, get up, the clip tomorrow that's going to be, I know he's coming back in week 17. All of a sudden, and that just bothers me. It bothers me when I know.
You're bothered over something that doesn't yet exist.
But it will exist. And I know it was going to exist. And it's going to annoy me. So it bothers me. Yes.
Sounds like a you problem, honestly.
A lot of my shit is a me problem.
I like it.
It's the Bart Winkler show, baby.
True. Name is on the show, but I don't know. The main problem I had with that is saying, like, they're going to be writing all this Rodgers fanfic. Bart, last year you and Jake were king of Rodgers fanfic.
But like, and we did a good job of it.
Negative.
I thought it was good fanfic.
No, but, my fanfic that he didn't let Jordan Love play?
Just all of it. Let's not pretend you have rational Aaron Rodgers takes.
Well, plus, let's not, like, dismiss the fact that it can't be fanfic if, like, it's very likely to be true. It's not the, you know, the fic portion doesn't come into play then.
How about Robert Saleh saying, like, Robert Saleh's talking all this shit about how he's embarrassed all these quarterbacks. Bro, you're 3-3. Fuck you.
Yeah, but I called you out on Twitter for that, Bart. Aren't you a Deion fan?
Oh, Deion got served.
Oh, Bart, we're off Team Buffalo.
We are off. And I am now with you. I am now with you on team Florida State.
Oh,
nope, I'm out now. I'm out again.
That's over, Buffalo, already?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We're out.
I can't believe it.
Nope. We're out.
Seminoles are bringing home the trophy.
If we're breaking down college football, I mean, I got to give a shout out to Notre Dame. They made Caleb Williams look really bad.
Well, Notre Dame was destined to win that game the minute they lost to Louisville. USC was fucked.
Did anybody confirm the report about Ryan Poles and that USC-Notre Dame game?
What?
I saw it on X, so take it with a grain of salt. Could have been nothing, but
why are you guys?
Somebody said that he was supposed to.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Let's start calling it the Chuck and Wicked Show.
It's Twitter.
It's X. It is not
Bart.
So it was on Twitter.
Seriously,
what
if Bart was the host of the Chuck and Wicked Show?
Hold on, Bart. Mute these guys. So the story that I read on Twitter.com was that Bears GM Ryan Poles was supposed to meet with Caleb Williams, and then after the game he said fuck that and he met with Notre Dame's quarterback instead. And supposedly, like, now people in the organization think that that's their guy.
No, it's Caleb. Caleb's the guy.
So I just want to know, like, did anybody confirm that? Because if that's true, that's the most Bears thing ever.
No,
like I said,
here's my new Bears take. Okay, here's what the Bears should do. They're gonna get the number one pick because of Carolina, and then they're gonna get the number two pick because they suck. They should take both. They should take Caleb and Drake May, because whoever they take will be the wrong one. So then, by taking both, you're gonna get one. Do that.
Well, then it's going to be Bo Nix is going to be the guy, or, you know, it's going to be someone else then, or Shedeur Sanders or
Graham Mertz.
Who's Drake May?
Mertz.
He plays for North Carolina. You'll see them. Your Florida State Seminoles will probably
be
in a title game against them.
He's a baller.
Yeah. Our schedule isn't as easy as you made it out to be the other night on National, but that's okay.
Yeah. Well, I think there's a good chance there's 5 undefeated teams and 5 power conferences.
Pac-12.
Okay,
Washington. All right. Is there any more Bucks? Anyone want to say any more Bucks?
I got plenty to go on the Bucks. I actually watched the game. So
give me something.
pop out, but yes.
Some encouraging things.
Preseason, and we're going to be really good.
I thought they probably purposely didn't show much of Giannis and Lillard kind of playing off of each other. I think they're going to say that. I thought Cameron Payne looked pretty good as the backup point guard. Had a lot of hustle, made the right plays, made a nice three. I think that's a spot that I was worried about, but a little bit less worried about now. And obviously it's preseason, so there's not much to be taken from this, but I thought the kids looked good, especially Beauchamp. I think he really took it to heart when Coach Griffin kind of basically told the world, like, yeah, that starting shooting guard spot is Beasley's. I think that might have been a long play on Griffin to say, you know, if you want this, you got to come and get it. So for now, we're going to go with the veteran.
Defensively, a lot of people pointing out that Adrian Griffin's from that kind of background, that of course they're going to be that way defensively.
But I thought Beauchamp looked like Thanasis if Thanasis was good. Like, he was just like pesky and just kind of played with his hair on fire in a more controlled manner. That was great to see. And then my other big takeaway is, like, they really wanted Brooke Lopez back because Robin Lopez, bro. I saw a great tweet on Twitter.com that it's time for it's a website where it's a social media site where you post little 240 character messages.
Instagram and Facebook and X and
kinda, yeah. It's kinda like a worse version of Threads. But
a much more mature version that's full of child pornography and other stuff like that. Go ahead.
Absolutely.
There is an astonishingly high amount of porn on what you guys refer to as X.
Too much.
Aptly named.
I typed Giannis and Dame, and I got pictures of ladies' asses in my face.
Sounds like a win to me.
Yeah.
But I don't want to let it, like, it can't be overstated how awful Robin Lopez has become. And I saw a great tweet. Saw a great tweet on Twitter.com that it's time for Robin to get the podcasting equipment out. And I thought of you, Bart.
Yeah, all legends end up here.
But I also think we're going to see, and you know, maybe this is just me overthinking things. If you notice at Media Day this year, Giannis was listed at 7 feet tall for the first time in his career, even though he's over 7 feet and has been. And I think we're going to see a lot more Giannis as a center. And I think long term, that's pretty much what he's going to be.
JK, I'm glad you brought that up a little bit, because this Wembanyama hype is kind of growing, and you were high on him.
Yeah. He's going to break the league, man.
He had a huge dunk.
Yeah.
How has he been doing? Update, you know, people who don't watch NBA preseason. You know, not me.
He looks like somebody that we've never seen.
Does he look like he will actually be good?
He looks like Giannis with a bag.
Interesting.
It's funny because on Twitter.com, there's a lot of tweets on Twitter.com that people were talking, like,
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I mentioned that it's already happening where Wembanyama does something amazing that he can only do. And Bucks fans are like taking that as a slight to Giannis. And it's like, well, Giannis did that. Giannis used to do that. Giannis can totally. It's like, what does that have to do with Giannis? Just let it be.
That's what happened with Mahomes. Mahomes would always do shit.
Yep. Mahomes and Rodgers, yep. Well, I don't get it. Like, let people be great and just, like, I'm
like when Kobe
super excited
out,
to watch him play.
Jake, when Kobe came, he was like a Michael
Jordan. Yeah, but it's fucking Spurs again. Like, I'm still not over being sick of the Spurs from the last, like, 20 years. I can't be sick of the Spurs for another 15 or 20 years.
Well, no one talks about it that they purposely have tanked 3 times and they've gotten the number one pick.
Well, yeah. If
we get Andrew Bogut and Glenn Robinson.
I mean, you got to know where to tank, I guess.
Yeah.
But with the Spurs, I'll say this. I can see people saying they were boring. If you're a basketball purist, they were fun to watch.
Great basketball, but it's like, let somebody else have a turn.
Tim Duncan and Wembanyama, besides the fact that they're both over 7 feet tall, they don't have a lot of similarities.
You know my theory on the Spurs, why people didn't get into them?
Wasn't Duncan like 6'10"?
No, their jerseys are so boring.
Black and
silver. I like their jerseys.
I like
the Spur with the U, that's a Spur. That looks cool.
Nah,
yeah, it reminds me of the Raiders.
And then when they have the festive ones with like the pink and light blue, those are
beautiful. Yeah.
Nah, and then they always play.
They capture
like
the spirit of San Antonio.
Nah. No, they had Rodman that one year when he was dating Madonna. They were pretty popular, Bart.
Well,
no, but they never like the ratings were always down.
Well, yeah, it's a style of play. No, you're right, because Duncan wasn't marketable.
Neither was Tony Parker.
Yeah. Not, you know, Parker.
No, it's strange that winning is not marketable anymore.
Kawhi doesn't talk.
Yeah. No.
He laughs. He has a really cool laugh.
I got something for the group, though. And maybe it's because the Packers are down, but I am more excited about the NBA than the NFL right now. I find the NFL very mediocre. Very mediocre.
The NFL is literally the greatest thing ever.
I know the NFL is great. Sit down and watch football, but the actual games are not that great. I mean, how many good games are there on a slate of Sunday football games? One or two, maybe. Maybe.
Well, it's a dual-edged sword with the NFL because it's both the greatest and like worst thing is that any given Sunday, one team can beat another. So like, it's hard to get those juggernauts. Everybody was hyping up San Francisco. I heard some people saying they're not going to lose this year, and then they go and get beaten by Cleveland.
But now McCaffrey's hurt, and Debo's hurt.
Yeah, so like, everything changes on a week-to-week basis. It kind of reminds me of how like in the UFC, like it was getting big, but like they would always get these people that would come up and they're undefeated and they're super hyped, and then they would lose all of it.
It's the greatest sport in the world.
What?
I'm watching Sunday Night Football. We got a goddamn fist fight going on.
Oh, really?
Oh, are they punching people with helmets on?
Yep.
Oh, that's my favorite.
In the same game where just 45 minutes ago in real time, someone was carted off the ambulance.
What's the score?
Carted off the ambulance. Wow.
Just add some words. You'll get there.
I want to know what makes more sense. Punching somebody with a helmet on that just talked shit to you, or being so happy that your team advanced to the playoffs that you punch a wall and break your hand?
I'm not sure he was happy in that moment, but...
Well, I think Matt's female in there somewhere with the wall punching.
Well, I didn't say that either.
That was, I think that was Matt.
Didn't he punch a wall in the clubhouse?
Yeah, but not like in celebration.
What would he have been pissed about in the clubhouse?
What are the? I don't know. Bart,
when you got fired, Bart, what did you do, man? Did you get drunk? Did you punch a wall? What'd you do?
When I got fired?
Yeah, and how'd you tell your wife?
I didn't. I waited a year and 2 months, then did a podcast in that studio, and then just started wrecking shit.
Do it. Do it. Anarchy. Anarchy.
You can barely pick up the chair.
You're on camera.
Hey, speaking of anarchy, London is a great town if you ever get a chance to get out there. I loved it.
Oh, were you just there?
Yeah, I went there. We just got back a few days ago.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah.
Great town. Phenomenal public transit system.
Is it?
Yeah. You can get anywhere there in 20 minutes on the trains, like if you know what you're doing.
Fake. We got a Super Bowl potentially there.
That
could be cool.
Well, what's going to happen first, the Milwaukee All-Star game for the NBA or Super Bowl in London?
Oh, London Super Bowl, hands down.
I think Russell.
I think we'll get an All-Star game before the end of the decade.
I will say this. Doesn't Damian Lillard look kind of weird in that Bucks uniform?
I think he looks amazing. Like,
really? Well, yeah, but he's been in Portland uniform for like 12 years. Of course he looks weird.
It just takes a while to get used to.
I think he looks natural.
All right,
I liked it.
Top five.
Something's bad. What?
What was that, Tony? You were breaking up.
Top five league pass teams to watch this year.
Ooh, good exercise. Number one, San Antonio. Number two, Oklahoma City.
Yeah, believe it or not.
What's that?
I'm with you. Yeah.
Okay. Good. Number three. I mean, can I put Milwaukee in there? Like,
I mean, that's your location, but go ahead.
But Giannis and Dame, like, I guess from a broad standpoint, I'll be.
I like to have my enemies close. Celtics number three.
Sacramento is probably in there.
Got to put Sacramento, and I would put the Phoenix Suns, Cone Rollers, Phoenix Suns number five. Well,
you know who I'm really intrigued by, and you know this may seem strange, is Portland. I think Scoot is going to be great. I don't know, you know, I assume they're going to move on from Brogdon, but I really, really like in a short period of time what they've been able to do with that roster.
And Simons looks good.
Yeah, so I think it's a good spot for Ayton. Like, it's just all around. I like what they're doing.
You didn't mention Bart's Warriors.
They're not big ass.
With CP3.
Yeah, you can just walk by any local watering hole and see the Warriors every night. So, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, with that Warriors slander aside, I am going to wrap up tonight's program.
Oh, yeah, geez. Burn that bitch to the ground.
Okay? If this is the audio aspect of it, there will be a longer, more in-depth one-on-one. I go one-on-one with Tim Shea. So stick around. That video will also be on YouTube.
I can fap to this.
Mm-hmm. Got Rangers Astros going on right now. Got to go check that out.
Did we get the A-team tonight of Doris, Breen, and Doc? I wasn't able to listen to the audio.
It was Doris.
Doris is the other guy.
Yeah.
Oh, was it Mark Jones?
No, wasn't Mark Jones.
God, that's why I'm out on Colorado. Fucking Mark Jones doing all these games.
Oh, by the way, I don't want to forget my parting shot here. SNL did a great Deion Sanders sketch this week on their weekend update, so you should check it out. It's worth the watch. It's funny.
All right, really quick, speaking of SNL, will SNL make fun of Rodgers, or will Rodgers be on SNL?
Well, they made fun of Rodgers a bunch.
Yeah, they've already done that a few times.
You know who takes shots at Rodgers all the time is Seth Rollins.
He's a Bears fan, yeah.
Yeah, he's a Bears fan.
Well, he's a self-proclaimed bandwagon Bears fan, so he's not a fan of them right now because they're terrible.
Oh, that's fair.
And Fields got hurt.
Yeah, Fields is hurt.
Yeah, they might start winning now.
All right, gents. Thanks for being here.
All right.
And we will do lives after weeknight Bucks games and maybe
every single Bucks game.
Select weekend Bucks game. Huh?
Goodbye for now.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
Goodbye for now. Tim Shea coming up. Tim Shea and I were in the same city on Saturday night, although not together. He was at the Badger game and I was at the Ford Madison game at the Steve, last game of the season doing PA. They lost, but clinched. They are in the playoffs. They will be playing in Colorado next week in the quarterfinal round.
They pulled the Brewers? They did.
Well, more so a Diamondbacks.
Okay.
But you were at the Badger game, and I've seen plenty of people who went saying it was not like the worst game or experience, one of the worst flat-out sports or non-sports experiences of their entire life. Would you say that's true?
Yeah. I mean, I've never seen them not score. I don't think I've ever been to, like, college or NFL where they haven't scored, where the team that I'm rooting for has never scored a touchdown. And it was awful. It was bad. But every time they got the ball, I was like, all right, this is the drive that they score. Because all they had to do is score. All they had to do was score a touchdown. One, just one. Couldn't even get one. Punters were, I'd love to know the punters yardage for both teams.
I think, obviously, the Badgers lost to Iowa. Tim was there. I'll pull up the box score, but I think he had like 600 yards punting.
Jeez.
Iowa's punter had 10 punts for 506 yards, long of 62, six were inside the 20. We punted eight times. Our average was 42, and theirs was 50. And I don't know, it's just weird sometimes when, like, football is so progressive now and so, like, fast and scoring, and it's weird to see a team. They're built for – that's what they're built for. They're built for field position game. They're built to not go that far on offense, punt it, pin you back, and then you get the ball back. Then they go a little further. Then they punt it again. Then they get a little further. And they set up like – it's like how it used to be run, run, pass. Iowa's offense is punt, punt, field goal.
And let me tell you,
we lost to that.
The Badgers' first drive of the game was probably their best drive. And it was something totally different. Like, it was pass, pass, pass. They didn't, they ran the ball maybe twice on their first drive, and then ended up they elected to punt to start playing that field position game. But that was their best drive. I think they ran the ball a total of 9 times in the first half, 5-4 or something like that. So I don't know. It was brutal. I don't even think,
are people even talking about, do they win if Mordecai doesn't get hurt? I don't think so.
I kind of said something like that. I'm like, do you think, I started asking my buddy that I was with, I'm like, if Mordecai's in, do you think they score 1 touchdown? Maybe. I don't know.
They weren't doing much with him in there.
No, they weren't. And I don't know why they chose, whatever his name is. I don't know why he's the backup, because he had a terrible spring. I'm sure people don't remember this, but.
I'm not going to pretend like I know who the other guy
was. The one practice where he was spotlighted going with the ones. He was like 5 for 9 with 3 interceptions during spring or during summer practice. So why he got the backup position, I don't know. But I would have gone with the guy from Franklin. What's his name? Burkett. Give him a chance. But they're not.
How old is this kid?
Burkett?
Yeah.
He's
a freshman?
No, he's second or third year? Redshirt freshman? No, he's second year. Or third
ESPN
year.
Says he's a freshman. So
he's not a freshman because obviously he was.
Look, I'm sorry, I don't follow Franklin High. I'm sorry.
He was with, remember how last year at the bowl game they were like, well, who's going to start at quarterback? Oh. And they ended up going with Vandenpool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So whatever. Paul Christ. Fickell needs his players. He's playing with Christ's players right now.
Well, it was a very Paul Christ type loss.
Yes, it was.
In a very Paul Christ type game. Your guy Tom Oates with his classic oops tweet again. So does this say anything about Fickell? I mean, again, there's gotta be, they got some transfers in here, but this is not a class he recruited.
No, this is not. Just remember, these are not his players. Yeah, he got the transfers, but those were just—it's looking like those were just fillers till he can get his own players in here. So, for the people who are like, "Oh, this isn't going to work," I heard someone compare this to the guy that they got from Utah, that one, the one and
Gary
a half,
Anderson.
Gary Anderson. People were comparing that to him, Fickell to him. I was like, oh, Badger fans, you're upsetting me. Stop. Just give this guy a recruiting class or two to get things set into place. I think us fans put more pressure on them thinking that this was going to be an air raid offense because he never did say it. And because of the offensive coordinator that they brought in from North Carolina, that they are going to pass, 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 pass. It's looking like the same old Badgers offense.
Well, we always find a reason to think that there could be more than what it is, but it's always a 9-3 team that loses a game they shouldn't to keep them from the Big Ten title game is what it is.
I wouldn't say they should have. This is the game that this was like the Illinois, the trip up game. Iowa's good too. Let's not. Iowa's good at defense.
Well, yeah, but really I think good. The thinking is. We are better than that, and we're not, I guess.
If we would have beaten Iowa and then lost to Illinois or lost to Northwestern or lost to Indiana. So whatever. Like, great. We'll play in a December 28th bowl game at 9:00 and onward we go to next year.
I mean, now we got to go play Bielema.
Yes. And then
Ohio State, when you're going out of town on your trip.
My vacation. I saw a tweet. I was previewing my vacation this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But I kept on saying all week, I'm like, even before the Iowa game, I kept on saying, I think there's going to be something tricky with that Ohio State game. They might win that game. They're going to lose by 40. Guarantee you that. Put it down.
Yeah, we're done.
So, whatever. But Illinois next, Bielema. The only thing I'm really looking forward to this year is A, my vacation, and B, win the axe back.
Oh,
because
yeah.
That team is worse than the Badgers. That team
that's where college football is. It's like it's October 15th, and they've already played their way out of anything fun. So now we just got to wait a month to win our rivalry game. That's
and cool. By the way, I saw an article earlier, but USC, just going off when they come over to the Big Ten, they're in for a rude awakening.
Because of what happened at Notre Dame?
Well, what happened at Notre Dame. And I mean, Notre Dame is as close as you're going to get to Big Ten play.
That was mine and Horvath's lock of the week. Once Notre Dame lost to Louisville, USC was done. There was no this is a Notre Dame narrative. Once they lost to Louisville, it was over for USC.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what, the 109th ranked defense, USC? Come on, we all saw it. So
when do we start? Because, like, I want to get in the college football playoff. So next year we go, we got Alabama at Iowa, at USC, Oregon,
Washington
Penn State.
At home, right? We're so screwed. That's why, again, I think that if you compare the two teams, the Badgers and the Hawkeyes, to what's coming up, I think the Badgers are in a better position with coaching, with recruiting, with – I mean, it starts with coaching, and it starts with Fickell, so – just don't panic. These are Paul Chris players. You're going to have to give it, you know, 2 years probably, and we'll be fine. This isn't going to be like Gary Anderson, where he's 2 years and then he's like, oh shit, I'm out. Luke Fickell is a very good coach.
All right. You believe in the vision.
I do. Just ignore the.
It would have been nice if like Fickell was here. If it wasn't the first year of Fickell in this with this schedule,
yeah, like the schedule the past 3 years would have been great for Fickell, but now it's, you know, this is the first year it starts getting a little tougher, and then obviously next year it's Murder's Row.
Speaking of next year, the Brewers will not have Brandon Woodruff next year, and at that point, I think, while I was so upset about the baseball playoffs and why would I get invested in a team if for 162 games, if it's just going to end in 2 games, well, good news for me is now I don't have to get invested because I'm on to 2025 with the Brew.
They have to trade Corbin Burns like yesterday. Trade him.
I've seen some arguments. It's less likely to trade him.
Why?
Now they're trying to compete. No. He gone.
Yes. Trade him. Trade him and an outfielder and get some good talent back. Maybe a pitcher too. Who knows? Maybe. Oh, I don't know which way you want to go. You want to go young guys and bulk up this farm system still, or you want to get major league talent?
We haven't talked about the baseball. Is that the, are you as, like, I'm the amount of like pushback and hate I was receiving.
Hey, I heard you were on Barstool.
they spoke my name.
Yes.
I didn't get the level of props that Grant did, nor do I deserve it. But yeah, 2 weeks in a row, Grant gets a shout out on Part of My Take, and then me. We can only assume that this could get a shout out next, because I need for your Wisconsin Badgers. I need some shakeaways.
Okay, 3 shakeaways from the game this past weekend against Iowa. I think I've already kind of said them, but I'll repeat them.
But now do them as shakeaways.
Okay, trust the process. Don't give up on Fickell, everyone. I don't want to hear Gary Anderson being compared to Luke Fickell, all right? Number 2. Don't get away from the game plan and then say, Luke Fickell, now I'm going kind of retracted. Luke Fickell kind of sounded like Matt LaFleur. Yeah, we need to involve Braylon Allen a little more. Oh, no shit. You ran the ball 9 times. Stick to the game plan. All right.
Okay.
Number 3 shakeaway. Please beat Illinois. Please. You got Brett Bielema, and now you have Jimmy Leonard. Beat them, even though he's not there on game days.
He's not?
No, he only works Monday through Thursday, and then they let him go for the weekend.
What, why doesn't he want to be at the game, or does he just want to sit home and watch TV?
He's just a specialist, a defensive specialist.
So now that's what our here's the Badgers schedule the rest of the year. It's please God don't lose to Illinois. Then it's Ohio State will murder us. Then it's we'll play Indiana. Who cares? Then it's well you got to beat Northwestern. Mm-hmm. Then it's please God beat Nebraska.
Mm-hmm. Uh oh, and yeah,
I mean, then Minnesota. So all it is now is a bunch of like either the only game that's like whatever is Indiana. The rest are you're either going to try not to get embarrassed or try not to lose to someone shitty.
Now after this Illinois game, they should win. Hopefully, even with a backup quarterback, they should win. You know, next week I'm going to be saying, "Is there a way for us to beat Ohio State?"
Well, yeah, I mean, we're idiots.
Ohio All right. State's they just go ahead.
Let's make it an even half dozen of shakeaways. I need three on Brandon Woodruff's injury. I'll do them for you.
Okay, you do them. Go.
Yeah, I'll give you three Winks thinks about the Brandon Woodruff's injury. Winks thinks number one. I feel bad for Brandon Woodruff, man. He thought he was past this, and not only did it cost him a playoff run, it's going to cost him a whole season.
Could it cost him his career? Did you see that stat about pitchers that have had this injury and only one has come back? No. Urias from the Dodgers, and well, we see what happened to him.
All right, takeaway number two, and this is a Winks thanks, and it will get edited out if something happens by the time we record. But what I said about Craig Counsell was, you don't put off good news. So I'm worried the longer we don't know, the longer it's bad.
100%. I mean, I thought at the Matt Arnold's end of the year press conference, which I don't know why the manager doesn't do anymore either. I thought they were going to announce that Craig Counsell was coming back. So...
Yeah.
No, go ahead.
Good news.
No.
Takeaway number three, Winks thinks number three, is I don't know why, and I've seen different speculations. One guy's very adamant that it's because we didn't retire Cecil Cooper's number. Frank, I believe. Frankie C. The Brewers are cursed. I don't know what it is. But it is a curse. And you can, like, say, okay, it's just, you know, you can talk. If the Diamondbacks do go to the World Series, then it's absolutely a curse. Because not only do teams that beat us always go, now in their run, you're going to just say Brandon Woodruff's out for the next year? What's going on? What did we do? So what I think it might be is we stole the pilots from Seattle. They were there for a summer, and Selig ripped them away. And then we're all like, "Yay, you got baseball back in Milwaukee."
Bart, here's something. Ever since the Bucks have signed Damian Lillard, the Brewers, the Packers, and the Badgers all suck.
Yeah,
they can't win.
That is true. Although I think that had you asked me. Like, if that was going to be the trade, like, if you asked me, if I ran Wisconsin Sports and you said, all right, Bart, you guys are going to get Dame, but then the Packers are going to suck, the Brewers will get bounced, and the Badgers will lose to Iowa, I would have been like, that's it? That's all I got to give up? Shit was going to happen anyway. Fucking gladly give it up. So I feel good about it.
Can I ask you a Bucks question real quickly?
You can ask me. Do anything you want.
Do we actually care about this midseason tournament?
You know what's funny about that, and I'm glad you brought it up, is the Bucks put out their theme nights.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna do a Halloween night, a Hoops for Troop night, the Mac Fun night, you know, whatever, Women's Empowerment Night, all this stuff, Pride Night. The in-season tournament games are listed as theme nights. It's like November 8th, Hoops for Troops. November 24th, in-season tournament. December 16th, Mac Fun. Jan 26th, Bango's birthday. So according to the Bucks are giving as much, at least from an organizational standpoint, what I can gauge by this one release, is that they put as much stock into the in-season tournament as they do with Bango's birthday, which they really do go out for Bango's birthday. So maybe that could be a lot. I don't know.
Yes, I actually have used, I used to, when I worked for the Brewers, I used to work Bango's birthday as a racing sausage.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I
got to be in the uniform.
Yeah, I got to be in the costume or supervise the sausages there. So it's they do a very good job with Bango's birthday.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, good to catch up. We'll have to get together.
Yeah, yeah. I guess it's just waiting for the Bucks season to start.
Mm-hmm.
And getting ready for my big vacation. Hey, thanks to Packers,
Broncos. What?
Thanks to Q for finding me and taking a picture.
I told him to go talk to you. He said it was an exclusive party you were in when he took a picture.
I was. So
I don't feel like you ever do anything that's not like
if Cone did mention that someone buy this guy a Badger hat, me. So if anyone wants to donate to the Bart Winkler GoFundMe or whatever you have up, if you still have the link up on your Twitter, you know, you can let's buy me a Badger hat for my vacation.
I think I can buy you one, Timmy.
No. I do have a Badger visor.
Yeah, you need a hat.
Okay. All right.
Tim Shea.
Goodbye, everybody. Go Brewers 2025.